A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Studio 7's Live Talk. This is the Women's Forum where we speak about issues affecting women. Tonight, we are going to be speaking about the demolitions here on Studio 7. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequencies and on 4930, 13860 and 15460 kilohertz on shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m. But for you women, it's on Thursday.
Yes, PJ, but on the internet, you can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com. Don't forget, you can also find us on the Shona on www.voashona.com and in Ndebele on www.ndebele.com. So please find us.
Good evening. My name is Nine Nshekumetse. I'm from the MDC led by Professor Welshman Movie. I believe that Operation Ramatswina was a self-explanatory term. It was practicalized when a significant number of people were driven into the rural areas to face a known fate. The evictions happened in the town, and according to the UN estimates, about 360,000 people were evicted. And it was such that police were reported in some areas to have rounded up people in lorries to disperse them into the countryside. And I believe for the case of the Harare demolitions, we are witnessing another collective punishment policy that has been put in place by ZANU-PF, whereby the people of Harare and in the urban areas, we are seeing like the first phase, and the likelihood is high that many families in the urban towns are going to face these revenge demolitions, or what one might term as court sanctioned revenge. I believe that these are just a ploy to cause displacements. And our economic wars dictate that those displaced will likely be unable to rebuild. And thus, at the end of the day, you find that it's very unfortunate because these punitive demolitions, which are designed to increase hostility towards the MDC, they are going to suffer a backlash at ZANU-PF because I believe that people can see what is actually happening. And it's really sad because in this case, it seems that those that are strong are the only ones who can actually secure their rights. And it's unfortunate that this thing is happening in Harare because I believe that even in other towns, this is a similar trend that is going to start happening in Zimbabwe. Ngithemba ukuthi nga sikhangela indaba kaMrambatswina singabuyela emuva. Uhulumende wayenza uMrambatswina some years ago owathiya abantu abaningi beZimbabwe bengela ndawo zokuhlala. Laba abanye abantu bakhona bafika inani eli 360,000 abayivictwayo ngesikhathi leso. And laba bantu bagcina sebehanjiswa endaweni zemakhaya ukuze bayehlala khona ngale kumbe babona abangakwanisi ukuthi bakwenze. Indaba leyi eyama-demolitions lawa izindlu lezi ezidilizwayo ezeHarare, ngokula kwami ngibone ngathiwa uhulumende usephume lecebo elokuthi apanishe abantu abahlala emadolobheni ngendaba zona lezo zokuthi amakhansili awasemathown avele ephethwe ngabantu be-MDC. Ngakho licebo eligcwele ukuhlakanipha lobuqili ngoba bafuna ukwenza engani abantu be-MDC yibo abangakwanisiyo umsebenzi wabo. But kuyikuthi khona yibo abasebethatha amacebo okuthi nge-election leyi ezayo babone ukuthi bangathola njani ukuba phambi kwamanye amaphathi. Kulusizi kakhulu ngenxa yokuthi abantu abahlukumezekileyo kakhulu ngabantu abangomama labantu abangabantwana ibaba yasala bengelandawo zokuhlala behluphekile. Ungakhangela into leyi abayenzayo ayikho emthethweni. Ukudilizwa kwezindlu zonalezi kuzaficakala ukuthi laba bangakwanisa ukuthi bakhulume bazimile yibo abakhaya ngani balamalungelo angcono abangakwanisa ukuthi khona bawamele eZimbabwe kulalaba bona abangakwanisiyo ukuthi baqini bami balwele amalungelo abo. So kulisizi kakhulu into le yenzakalayo eyama-demolitions aweHarare.
Mitoko yeZimba iri kuitika mukati meguta reHarare. Tingati tichitarisa panyaya tichitanga kutarisa hedu nyaya dzekodzero dzevanhu. Tichati kunyanya kuti madzimai asikachinzi anoshungurudzika panenge pavako pambo panoputwa dzimba idzi. Notazinzi vanoputirwa dzimba idzi vanongosiwa vari panze propati neinopanyika vachisiwa vasina ana pokugara. Saka asiwo dzimwe nguva nyaya iri kunyenyemedza rikonzeresa kuputwa kwedzimba idzi nyaya yemaland barod vanhu vanongosvika ko pavanhu matenzi zvisiri pamutemo. Saka vanhu ava vari kupa vanhu matenzi zvisiri pamutemo isusu wose oganazizende ichiti zvinenge zvakanaka kuti kanzuri katongona kuti vanhu vatitanga kutopiwa Zimbabwe patoita vanhu vaisa zvimakebhi zvavo nezvimureza zvavo vautotanga kutovabvisa ipapo wotitoudza vanhu kuti vanhu musaita sei musavaka panzvimbo dzakaita seidzodzi.
Welcome if you're just joining us tonight on the Women's Roundtable. We are looking at the impending demolitions by the Harare City Council of illegal structures in low-density area and the impact on families, especially women and young girls. What are your views on the issue?
Marvelous. What has just happened is that the Harare City Council has warned residents that it will be demolishing houses built without approved plans in the low-density suburbs if the owners do not regularize their paperwork. But organizations like the Harare Residents Trust are castigating the move, saying council should take up the responsibility of stands allocations instead of giving it to land barons.
Yes, PJ, we just heard there from a lady from the Harare City Council just articulating that mm-hmm. you know, maybe that's one of the biggest problems.
Yeah.
That, you know, the Harare City Council seems to have sold this land to, or given over the land to land barons, mm-hmm. and the land barons are now obviously selling it illegally. Mm-hmm. So the person who actually does not benefit in the end are the landowners. Mm-hmm. But the council has also been carrying out demolitions in places like Budiriro, which mm-hmm. is in the high-density suburbs, and some residents who I spoke to earlier on, actually from Budiriro, were saying that earlier on they received a 48-hour notice yesterday warning them to vacate the illegally built structures as they were up for demolition soon. So they're saying we're just sitting there waiting and hoping that it doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. But when you hear the sound of bulldozers, then you know it's going to happen.
It's going to happen, and they're going to destroy just about everything.
Yes, and the PJ also, most people are saying it's reminiscent, or people are now being reminded of Operation
Murambachina,
which left, you know, hundreds of people, thousands of people homeless.
Ms. Sokela was actually saying 360,000.
The number might actually be higher than that. Because we find
that's
the
official mm-hmm. number, yes.
And, you know, now today, that's what we're going to be discussing, that, you know, what are people's views out there? If you're in an area where you live at and you've suffered demolitions, please give us a call. We'd like to hear from you.
Mm-hmm. And it keeps on recurring time and again. There were the demolitions in Chitungwiza, remember, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. the Budiriro demolitions, and now they are targeting the low-density suburbs.
And as if that's not enough, PJ, the council only today said that they're going to be shutting down water or supply, you know, of water for the next 5 months, I think they said. Mm-hmm. They actually just issued a statement. So you can imagine that you have nowhere to live, no water. So the situation is not looking very good for Harare residents, actually.
Mm. And the brunt of that burden and all the problems that arise from there, mm-hmm. It falls down on the head of the women. The wives and the mothers that are trying to look after their families.
Maybe if I can just give the schedule. They're saying at the council that the areas that will be affected is Budiriro, mm-hmm. Glenview, Glen Nora, Mufakosi, Marimba, Willowvale, Nkomo, Sublime, and Norton. So it's still the same areas. And when we look at Glenview, that's where the cholera epidemic started. So it's a very volatile situation.
Yes, yes. Kuhlelo lwethu lamhlanje siyalamukela asihluzeni bomama ku Live Talk kumsakazo we Studio 7 or Voice of America. Lamhlanje lapho esikhuluma khona ngesaziso lesi kumbe umbiko okhitshwe ngabe kansili ye Harare besithi bona bexwayisa abantu ukuthi labo abakhela endaweni ezingekho emthethweni abazithi kazikho emthethweni kumele bazidilize lezindlu zabo kathesi kumbe njalo babise ama plans okwakhiwa kwezindlu zabo bangakadilizelwa. Uzabona ke amakatapila lawo sebuya sezodiliza izindlu lezo. Siyakhangela njalo emuva sibone lapho inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabantu ezadiliselwa imizi kuhlelo lwemramba china olwasolwa ngabantu bonke emhlabeni jikelele. Yikho ke abantu bangezwa kuthiwa sokudilizwa izindlu bacabanga umramba china. Yikho ke sithi namhlanje asihlaziyene asihluzeni bomama sizwe ukuthi lina lidibana lenhlupho bani. Njalo omunye esikhulumelayo ubekhuluma ukuthi uhlupho lolu luzabe lokho elusenzakala ngoba ikhansili yona kayiqondisi uwabelwa kwama stands lawo. Ngoba bawathengisela ama land barons. Ama land barons labo babe sebethengisela abanye babadlele izimali zabo. Yibo abasigcina sebedilizelwa imizi kuthiwa alihlezi okungekho emthethweni. Ngakho ke sicela lisitshele ukuthi asihlaziyeni asiphanane namacebo ukuthi kwenziweni ukuze lingaqelezelwa imali zenu.
Aiwa, Iroida ma PJ nasi muchirongwa chedu chemadzimai tiriku tarisa matambudziko ari kusangana nemhuri kunzvimbo idzo kuri kunzi iko kuchange kuchipwanywa dzimba dzakavakwa idzo zvisiri pamutemo. Vakanyanyotarisa kanzuri yeHarare iri kuti iyo avo vakavaka dzimba dzavo vasina kushandisa maprani anonzi iwo akapuwa mvumo nekanzuru dzinogona kuitwa sei? Kuputswa PJ.
Yeah.
Asi, mune rakanakawo vari kuti aiwa, kana une plani yako uchida kuti igadziriswe iende pamutemo, unzai maplani kuma district office ese munzvimbo dzamunogara kuitira kuti zvinhu zvigadziriswe. Asi sekutaura kwaita PJ, vari kunyanyotarisana nedambudziko iri ndana amai nevana nekuti ndo vanozoda kuona kuti vana varara pai, vana baba vadya here chii zvakadaro nezvakadaro, idzo dzimbo dzimba dzaputswa. Saka nasi tiri kuda kuedza kuonesana kuti poitwa sei vanhu vakatarisana nematambudziko akadai panguva iyo kanzuri yeHarare iri kuti zve nyaya yemvura ichange ichinetsa kwemwedzi mishanu iri kuteera. Munzvimbo idzodzi zve kuri kuputswa dzimba ndokuchange kusina mvura saka PJ ndozvimwe zvatichange tiziya.
Kuti kulesa ziso njalo esiphumileyo esiphunyiswe ngabe city council sokuthi amanzi azabe ehlupa eHarare asezavalwa ngokongezelelweyo kulalokho okwenzakala khathesi. Yikho ke omama somele sicebisane ukuthi amanzi sizawathola njani. Njalo lalabo abadibene lodubo lokuthi kuthiwa kabalethe amaplans abo. Hambanini ngokuphangisa izinto zingakawonakali. Engxenye linxa ukuthi le lamakopa labelwa izitanda lezo lingamakopa liyinhlanganiso hambani liyebona abe city council izinto zingakawonakali bengakathumeli amakatapila ukuzodiliza izindlu zenu ngoba liyalahlekelwa kakhulu.
Aiwa, chokwadi vanenze vevanzwa. Tomboenda PJ, we'll go to our WhatsApp messages, which we got from our listeners before.
Our first guest is here.
Oh.
Miss Minenhle.
Okay.
Sokela Gumede.
That's good. So we can welcome her. Miss Gumede, welcome to the program. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Sorry, I think your phone is on delay, but welcome to the program.
Hello.
We're very happy that you are able to join us.
I'm also happy. Thank you for having me.
Okay. We heard you earlier on just articulating your party's position on the impending demolitions. Maybe if you can just in brief, just tell us, so how is your party going now to be helping those that are facing demolitions, especially in Harare? Are you doing any programs or what's going on?
I believe that what we are witnessing right now is simply a collective punishment policy, as I said earlier from ZANU-PF. And basically, what we're saying as a party is that we believe that these demolitions are revenge demolitions, mm-hmm. and therefore they are illegal and unconstitutional. And for us as a party, I believe that we are there, our doors are open to support the people and provide them with basically any of maybe the information that they need to be assisted through this very gruesome process.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Maybe we can also welcome our other guests before you take a PJ. Miss Regina Muripo Eriparunare, Veku Harare Residence Trust.
Hello, Ndiripo.
Imi munoshanda ne vakaputsigidzwa nedzimba nyanya mubudiriro nemune dzimwe nzvimbo. Chimbotitsanangura yekuti zvii zvinozoitika kana zvichinge zvadaro. Imi munobatsira sei sesangano reHarare Residence Trust?
Isusu chatinonyenyeta, isusu tinobatsira kubatsira kwedu sesangano. Tinenge tichibatsira kuti tonoti madzimai anenge ari panzvimbo dzakadai anenge aputsirwa dzimba asi kunyanya kustreswa here. Kazhinji tinoprovhaidha kandeling kuti aiwa titarisai nyaya yazoita kuti vasvike panguva yaanenge zvazvoita kuti vasvike panguva yekuti vazoputirwa dzimba, nokuti vangova neconfidence semadzima ekuti kana vasangana nedambudziko rakadai vakwanisa kunge vachiritambira. Saka chatinoita isusu kuchitaura navo kuti vachikwanisa kutambira dambudziko rinenge rauya, but tinonge kazhinji tinoronge tisiri vasati vaputirwa isusu tinenge data management nesind of arrange kuti sei muri kuda kuputira vanhu ava achigona here kuti mukwanise kunge tivaise pazvidzimba dzavo dzinenge dziriswa pamutemo. Asi tinozosangana nechallenji yekuti dzimweni dzenguva dzimba dzacho dzinenge dzakavakirwawo panzvimbo inenge iri private land kana kuti nzvimbo inenge yakachengeterwa kuti izovakavakwanisa kubudirira nakachengeterwa kuti izovakwa hospital plus pane pamukwanga kubudiriro temple kwaafarwa kunge kuti izovakwa chikoro. Saka inzvimbo dzoti vanhu vasati vatovaka kazhinji tinotaura navo kuti nzvimbo dzamuda kuvaka idzi tinotaura necanzo nzvimbo iri davaka vanhu ava irinobvumidzwa here? Nzvimbo dzamuvobva vatudza kuti aiwa nzvimbo dzadzibvumidzwe. Tinoudza vanhu kuti nzvimbo dzamuda kuvaka idzi hadzita sei hadzibvumidzwe. Saka tine chizongoita kuti vazvitambire kuti ndo zviripo nokuti vawane way forward kuti vakwanise kumuvha on nelife vasanyanya kustreseka semadzimai mukati medzimba dzavanotigara.
Aiwa, tinotenda muramba yenyu muri parunhare, Sisi Regina. PJ, we heard there from a representative from the Harare Residence Trust, Regina, who's saying that, you know, they do actually have awareness programs that they are having with residents in some of these areas that are affected. She's saying that, but in some cases, you actually find that the council is right. They are building on, you know, illegal land, like places where they should be schools and places where there should be hospitals or parks. So she's saying what they're trying to do now is to engage communities to make sure that they know that the land that they're buying is legal so that they don't have this problem that they're now facing.
And especially those that are facing demolitions, right now they've been given a warning. So they should take it up with their organizations or their cooperatives and just go to the city council and find out what's really going on, because if you wait until the caterpillars come, it will be too late.
Yes, PJ.
Sibesizwa lapho ke esinye sesiphatha amandla senhlanganiso yezakhamizi zeHarare, eHarare Residence Trust, uNkosazana Regina Bakuri. Yena ke ubethithena bona njengehlanganiso balenhlelo zokufundisana lezakhamizi zeHarare bezibonisa ukuthi engxenye sebeqalisa ukwakha khonapho bahle babatshele ukuthi enanana hambani le khuluma labe city council, ngoba engxenye babe bethengiselwe izitanda lezi ngama-land barons, kodwa-ke kuyabe kungekho emthethweni. Njalo ikhansili yona ngokwayo iyabe ilungile, iyabe iqondile ngokuthi suka nini khona lapho, kumbe babuye bazobadilizela, ngoba leyo ndawo engxenye iyabe ivele ibekwe eceleni ukuthi iyakhelwe izibhedlela, amaklinika, kumbe njalo izikolo. Indawo kuyabe kuzindawo zikahulumende kumbe indawo zekhansili. Yikho-ke kumele lilimuke ukuthi lingathengiselwa indawo abantu babalekele ezimali zenu, kodwa-ke indawo engekho emthethweni ngempela. kodwa uyena uyabusa uyakhile wafaka ilendleko yakho eningi imali eningi usakha lokho othi mbuyeleke ngiyamukele unkosikazi unkosazana Gumede
unkosazana
unkosazana uma Gumede
yebo
ah namhla ukanya umsakazo we studio 7 ngowakho
yethaba lami
ye eh uke watsho laphana wathi yena ungewe MDC ekhokhelwa ngubaba umnumzana Washman Ncube ikho ke emfuna ukuthi ngisiqhubekele phambili ngengxoxo yethu ukuthi lina njengebandla eliphikisayo lilazo na inhlelo zekulimukisa izakhamizi ukuthi zingehlelwa lezinhlupho ezifana lokudilizelwa indlu engxenye isime sokufakwe imali eziningi ekwakheni leyo ndlu.
Ye, yeah, ayithina silazo inhlelo esizenzayo especially kuma wards.
Yeah.
Sisebenza thina ngama districts. And kuma districts lawa bese lama ward committees ethu ama structures ethu that are already in place.
Yeah.
And it's in such a way ukuthi laba abantu they participate significantly entweni ezinjengazona lezo phakathi kwe community yabo because thina si believe as a party that we are a community oriented party. And as such, kumele ukuthi sihlale siphakathi kwabantu. Njalo nxa kusiba nenhlupho ebantwini, kube yithi lathi phakathi esincedisayo abantu ukuthi kuze kubonakale ukuthi udubo lolu siluqeda njani. So, lokhu okunjenge awareness raising, I think it is just part of our day-to-day work esiyenzayo nsuku zonke njengabantu esiphakathi kwabantu esihlala ebantwini. But I think okunye singabe sikwenza ukuthi ningangena even in terms of ama policies ethu. Silama policies akhuluma ngezinto zona lezi ezelend, especially policy yethu leyi devolution of power. But that at the end of the day, we believe ukuthi abantu yibo abayibo abameli ukuthi babuse leyo ndawo yabo. So ngamakhansilesi eqalisa ukukhuluma all these things, then it has to go back ukuthi sibuzane nini ukuthi i-council derives i-authority from who. I-council iba le authority by the people, for the people of that particular community.
Yeah.
So abantu siya educator, we do even ama workshops our social accountability. Ukuthi sihlalise phansi abantu angithi.
Yeah.
Sithi no. What are the expectations that we have from women's palati? What are the expectations that we have from the government? And we see in such a way ukuthi labantu labo bebe kwazi ukuthi yini labo abamele bekwenze i-reciprocal relationship emele ibe khona ukuze sikwanise ukuthi sithuthukise izindawo zethu. So the same for i-case yona le yama-demolitions. I believe ukuthi into le yama-demolitions, there's more to it than meets the eye. Ngoba they could be in Harare today, but kusasa ngile themba and ngile shoe ukuthi singakuzwa sokubulawa. Kumbe sikuze sokusemutari
kumbe sikuze sokusegwera. So ngizakubamba umlomo khona lapho sike sithathe umlaleli
Makumedi and what is going on exactly.
Eh Makumedi ngizakubamba umlomo ume kancane kodwa uhlale ecingweni khona lapho sibe lokho esixoxa kuze kufike ihola.
Ayiwa
base silomlaleli.
PJ taita rombura kanaka mukoma Donald ndo vari panhare. Mutereri wedu mukuru makadii kwa mukoma Donald
Munofara dede mavela zina dede PJ murisego
ai what you want
no fara is kuno
ai wa dofara kana muri
ipo eh muri kuiona sei
mani kana chidza manzi yenyu
ehe muri kuiona sei nyaya iri mugango iyi yekuputswa kwedzimba makatarisa ikoko kwa muri mazuva ano ku South Africa ndo zvinoitika here kwakamira sei
kuno kundura sokuti hade kanzuro dzekuno kudzadzingari tekiva Zimba hiji dzino kumikuku
ehe
ya jamaa zenye dzikuti anongogadzira dzimba dziri chipi dzedzo kuti anongotenga marata makora gated dzichita utanga kuti frame yakata like shebe imba dziri wadzo dzimwe dzavakuvakwa vaiko zvino bati dei vavakaita sei zvakataedzana harare zokuti imwe imba inenge ichi dzinopfuta apapo imba inotoonekwa kuti imba ichiwa ine musoro kanzuro yacho iri responsible nekuti
Mukoma Donald, but Makadaro, because I think, hold on, Makadaro, I think we have interrupted, we have a cross line from our other guests. So just hold on, we'll put them in audition while we wait for you. Mukoma Donald, endera yenyu mberi.
Ndikuti dei guru kutika iyo kanzuro yeharare kana kuti kanzuro makanzuro ese zvavo yemunyika. Pachinambo chekuti aputire vanhu dzimba dzavo.
Ehe.
Akadai iwo vunge varivo vari pa4rand haikona kurega matotel vana vari kutenga masenda achizotengesera vanhu vachingotanga nokuti iwavo masenda anotengesera anozokonzeresa maproblem onzei vanhu vakavakira mumatoro mawetlands ema yavo ya nekisaidi kanzuro ichiputa dzimba nekisaidi hazvizonyatso kuita
eda
vanhukadzi ishirikadzi vanhu vaishirikadzi ipapapa vakuputika dzimba
vanoite ishuwa aiwa
nhero mukamuputira yamba osara akavata vata mudenderese osara asina kana pokuvata sezvizvi
Aiwa tinotenda mukoma Donald musanete kuramba muchifona.
Aiwa imimi handineti kana aiwa ndichinzwa mazvenyu kudai ndochivafara zvingaiti.
Ehe
asi mokurudzirawo vechidzimai dzingava hanzvadzi shamwari dzenyu kana vamwe vamunopinda navo kana chechi kuti vapote vachifonawo.
Kuya kwandakaita kuno kwavo.
Ehe.
Vamwe vava kutoida vemuno
shaka. Saka munoti vapote vachiuya vachitaura.
Munoti vapote vachifanawo.
Ya, oraiti havandozviziva kutoti kana vese vemuno vava kutoida vatogara padzine navo.
Okay. Aiwa tinokutendai yeah. Mukoma Donald musanete zvenyu. Thank you very much. PJ, I think we'll take a quick look at our WhatsApp messages so that our listeners don't grow tired of sending us WhatsApps, which we are not reading. I'll start off with Evinsa Maregere. And she says, these measures reflect the rifts within ZANU-PF. Instead of placating the politically desperate Zimbabweans, ZANU-PF continues to steer a hornet's nest in the country. Whoever is the architect of these measures has a hidden agenda to completely destroy ZANU-PF to the ground. Instead of upgrading the houses, why have they decided to destroy them? She asks.
I also have from Clyde. Who says, when they saw those buildings being erected, what action did they take? They are looking for any way possible to look for money.
that's an interesting take. Unfortunately, time is not on our side, but would have wanted to go back to our guests so they can comment. But to our guest, Mrs. Mimi Gumede of the MDC Ncube, please stay on the line. And also Ms. Regina Bakuri of the Harare Residence Trust, please stay on the line. We are going to be migrating to our live streaming, but please hang on, PJ, so that we can carry on and have a lively discussion. Mm-hmm. Because I think this topic really, you know, resonates to a lot of people.
Yes.
And it's, you know, emotions come out.
Yes,
because
and
once
it reminds them of the bad memories of Rambachina, Operation Rambachina, which displaced more than 360,000 people. In that operation.
Mm-hmm. But now we want to thank our radio listeners. As you know, we are now streaming live. So please go and join us on www.voazimbabwe.com. And don't forget, you can also join us on
www.voandebele.com
and Shona as well. So stay tuned, Zimbabwe.
Kulabo ke abalaleli bethu abasemsakazweni weradio sesilivalelisa okwamanje sithi asidibaneni ngeviki elizayo kodwa ke labo abafinyelela ubulembu beinternet sikhona ke ku www.voandebele.com lokhu siqhubekela phambili okwengxenye yehola lokhu sixoxa ngalolu daba oluphathelane lokudilizwa kwezindlu eHarare